We are in the middle of Siman Tov, Kuf, Tes, Vav. We are up to Si'if Hey. So we actually had an introduction yesterday to Si'if Hey, because up to now, we've been discussing the guy bringing you a gift. It's basically from within the Tchum. It's not an issue of Tchum. The problem has been an issue of it was running wild or it was attached to the tree when Yontif came in, and therefore it's a high level of Muksa, as Muksa even according to Rabbi Shimon. Now we're moving into the Tchum issue. He didn't pick it off the tree on Yontif. He didn't catch it when it was running wild, but he brought it from outside of the Tchum. So let's see that. Tov Kuf Tes Vav, Seif Hey. Okay, these are all Gemaras and Beitza Daf Chav Daled, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah's very long introduction at the beginning of Tov Kuf Tes Vav. So Seif Hey starts as follows. Davar. She'ein b'mina b'mechobar. You don't have to worry that it was attached to the tree. Ve'ein ha'mechuset seida. And you don't have to worry that it was running around wild, and therefore it's a high-level muksa. Im ba mitoch ha'tchum mutar lakol. If it's brought from inside the tchum, so it's going to be mutter. It's mutter for the one for whom it was brought. It's mutter for his family, his friends, his guests, his neighbors. Mutter. Mutter for everyone. However, the imbau michutz latchum, but if it came from outside the tchum, aser la ochla lami shehuvu bishvilo ulachal bnei beso. But if it was brought from outside the tchum and it was brought for you, it's going to be aser for you and for your family. Okay, Mishmur Sif Katan Mem Zayin. Now here, look at Mem Vav. It addresses the question that you asked before. Lemi shehuva b'shvila uvenachri shevi peros le'ir shirubu Yisrael afilu mistama aser lekulam da'adaita dekulam hevi. Okay, we're even talking about where he's bringing it kind of to sell. Obviously you can't give him money on Yontif, but you can take it from on Yontif. How that works exactly, I guess the guy, like, I don't know, in Beitar, there's a security car, and on Shabbos, he's a Druze, and he doubles as a Shabbos guy, and he comes after Shabbos, and he gets, and he asks you for 20 shekel for his services. So I guess it's the same thing over there. They would give you fruit, and then the guy would come after Yontif and ask you for his money. Mishmur Sifkat Mem Zayin. So it's also for the Bala Bayis and Lekol Bnei Beiso. Sifkat Mem Zayin. The Mistama Adaita Dukulam Hevi. When the guy brings it for you, he's bringing it for you and your family. She Yodea Shein Bala Bayis Ochel Avadlo. He knows that you're not eating by yourself. He knows you're going to be eating with your family. What about your guests? Ule Inyan Orchim. And regarding guests, if they are permanent guests, regular guests that are by you regularly, so then then it's like your family, and they're usher as well. It was brought for you from Michutz HaTchum. It's usher for you and for your family and for your regulars. And even if you just happen to invite them, there are those that say it's usher even if they're not regulars. But, so that's debatable. Achein, however, im zinan acha shevina nachri hadvarim lebeso yesh lahakel. But, if you only invited the guest after the guy brought the stuff, then the guy obviously didn't bring it for the guest. The guest did not exist yet. He hadn't invited the guest yet. Then it's going to be mutter. Okay, continues the Mechaber. Aval mutter letaltalam besoch arba amos. Now, even though it's usher for you to eat, but you're allowed to move it within arba amos. Something that's outside of the tchum has arba amos. So you're allowed to move it within arba amos. O besoch ha'ir mukefes choma, or if it's a city with a fence around it, or with a wall around it. So the entire city is considered like dalet amos. You're allowed to carry it anywhere in the city. O mivta sheyadua shukafadira, or some sort of fortress that was known that it was the wall was built for dira, for people to live in. Mishabura sifkato memchas amamoto the tatalon me'achad de la acherim mutarim kidila kame ein alarshein looks. It's only also for the one for whom it was brought, and his family and his regulars, right? But for the neighbor, it is not aser. So if it's not aser for the neighbor, so then it's not going to be muksa. I can't eat it, but it's not going to be muksa. So I can move it. So there's no problem with muksa. There's a problem of eating it, and there's a problem of tchumin. And therefore, you have to leave it within Arba Amos, or whatever is halachically considered Arba Amos, which would be a walled city, or something similar. The Erev. Mishabur Sifkat Memtes, B'toch Arba Amos, Mimakom Shehimiach HaNochri, from the place where the guy left it. V'lo Yosef, you can't move it more than Dan Amos. Shari Al Koponim Chutz Tchum Heim, they came from outside the Tchum. The konu shvisa sham, and they were koine shvisa somewhere else. So once something is outside of its tchum, you only have dalet amos. The afila bein hanochri laatzma, even if the guy brought it for himself, gam kein din hachi kedemfurish el shin chavei siv ches. This is not like a penalty that you did something wrong. It was koine shvisa, and therefore you only have dalet amos within which you're allowed to move it. Mishmur Sifkat Nun talks about if your city has an Erev around it, so that is considered a fence, a wall around the city, and everything is considered Dalet Amos. Okay? Continues on the Chaber, V'acherim mutarim af la'ochlam. And acherim are allowed even to eat these fruit on Yantar because it was not brought for them. Mishmur Sifkat Nun beis degabe iser tchum in shumid rabbanam. Because when we're dealing with an Isser Tchumen, which is only Midrabban lo Achmo Rabbanan lo Asra Af Alachirin, Kamo Bisif Aleph, Shehishvu Sham Chachomim Midosehem. So Sif Aleph, where the guy did the Isser for Ruvain, it's also going to be Asra for Shimon. That's talking about catching it, that's talking about picking it off the tree, which is interesting because there's definitely room to say on Yontif that that's only Asra Midrabbanan. The Mechaber says Kitzira is only Asa Midrabanan in the beginning of Hilchas Yontif. But I guess Tchumin is, even on Shabbos is Derabanan. Certainly the 2000 Amos Tchum. There's a bigger Tchum that might be Doraisa, but the little Tchum is Derabanan for sure. So by what's normally a Malacha, even though on Yontif, again, it might only be Asa Midrabanan, there, if the guy did it for Reuven, it's not only Asa for Reuven, it's also Asa for Shimon. But when it comes to the guy, you know, bringing something michutz latzchum, so it's only going to be also for Reuven and not for Shimon, because it's only also midrabbanan. V'gan debelav hachi ena iser shel tchum in shav v'lechol adam. So tchumin, first of all, is only asa midrabanan. And second of all, everyone's tchumin is different because you can make an Erev tchumin. You might live in a different city. This city has one tchum, that city has another tchum. I made an Erev 1,000 amas this way. You made an Erev 2,000 amas. Everyone's tchum can be different. Shelezeu chutz tchum, zehu betocha tchum. And therefore, Chazal did not ask her across the board, only for the one for whom it was brought, which is michutz latchum. It came from michutz latchum shalom. Shlosha parsos, which the Lakama Poshkim Yeshal Zeh Issa Daraisa. So the 2,000 Amotchum, everyone agrees is Darabanan. But the 3 Parsotchum, some say is Daraisa. So maybe in this case, we should be Machmir, if it came outside of 3 Parsos, it should be also even for the neighbors. No, Gamke in Loichmir, El Lemishu Babishvilo. Chazal only asked the one for whom it was brought. Dirshu footnote 74 points out, even if it's Daraisa, it's a low grade Daraisa, because it's not Mufurish in the Torah. Now, that's interesting. That's what Mishabura says. Now, none of the Lamitas Malachas are Mufurish in the Torah, Kimat. But it's not one of the malachos. Meaning the whole thing is even it's daraisa, it's not chayav skila, it's not one of the lamentes malachos, it's not kares. So it's interesting that he phrases it that it's not mafurish in the Torah, since none of the malachos are mafurish in the Torah. Okay, right there. So, the one for whom it was brought mechutz l'tchum is not allowed to eat it. He's allowed to move it. It's not muksa because it's mutter for the neighbors. And the neighbors are allowed to eat it. V'acherim mutarim af la'achlam. Period. V'erev yom tov rishon. Tzarech la'hamti mishu v'bishvila b'chdei sheyei osu. Now, after it's burned on the first day of Yontif. After the first day of Yontif, I have to wait on Motzoi Yontif Rishon, which might be Lel Yontif Sheni, we'll see in a minute. I have to wait the time it takes to go outside the Tchum and get it and bring it back. And then I'm allowed to eat it. The Mishabura points out in Sifkatan Nun Dalid, in the fourth line, which is the third to last skinny line on the page. Va'afilu lididan, denogin kedas hayesh machmirin, del'el sif aleph bahago, li'in tzedim mechubar, d'tzorech la'amtin amatzol yantav sheni b'gdei she'yosu, ho'chol li'in tchumin sagi b'amtanav g'dei she'yosu b'tchilat l'el sheni, u'mutter achakach k'moshim esayim haramah ba'atzol l'liv asof. So in Sif Aleph, we had a machlokes mechaber amok. The mechaber says if the guy picks it off the tree or he catches the fish, you have to wait after Yontif Rishon, meaning it's already mutter leil Yontif Sheni, as long as you wait the time it takes to do such a thing. The Ramah says, no, wait a second, but you can't do it then. It's still Yontif, so you have to wait till after the entire Yontif. So even though the Ramah is machmer, you have to wait till after the entire Yontif. Kadei Shei also is not after the first day of Yontif. It's after the old second day of Yontif. And then the Kadesh also starts. However, the Ramah agrees and is makel over here when we're only dealing with an Issur Tchum and not with one of the Malachos. That's what the Ramah says. Haga'u mutar achakach afilu lididon shinogin lahachmir b'shad varim k'moshin isbayar. Even though we are normally, we Ashkenazim amachmer, as I wrote in the Ramah in Sif Aleph, that it's not enough to wait till after Yontif Rishon Kadesh Yosu, because what's Kadesh Yosu? You can't do it right now when you're benefiting from what the guy did for you. But rather, you have to wait till after Yontif entirely and then start counting Kadesh Yosu. But that's only by the Malachos, that's not by the Issur Tchumin. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining within the Mechaber at the end of Sifkata Nun Dalid, and he quotes the Ramah. Now, the Chumrah is only by the Ramah, not by the Mechaber anyway, but even the Ramah's Machmir is Mekel over here. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Nun Hey, that brings an interesting point. Let's see. The Fi Erech Hazman Shinishtar HaMevi, how long it takes to go and bring it back. Okay, so that's what we said previously. If you don't know from where it came, how long would it take to get from where you are to the end of the Tchum, Alpayim Amma, and back? It could be it came... Okay, well here we're dealing with coming outside the Tchum. So you only have to go to the end of the Tchum. Okay, now... In those days, they didn't really travel at night. The cars didn't have lights. The light bulb was not yet invented, so their cars didn't have lights. So they didn't travel at night. So now the Mishnah Berurah says that those who want to say, what do you mean, Kadesh Shei Osu? It's not normally done at night. So he says, Yesh Machmir, Lantanashir, Bayom Shela Acher, Velobe Knesis Halayla. Nothing to do with a Yontif Dike Inyan, but it's not normal to go outside the Tchum traveling at night. It's dangerous, it's scary, it's dark, it's who knows what. That wasn't normal. So he says, the Kadesh Yosu, those that want to say, it's not enough to say, in theory, you could do it at night, because it's not something that people would normally do. You have to wait till, you know, the morning, whatever, Netzachama, Losa Shachar, Kadesh Yaki, whatever the Shir is, and that takes an hour. The hour has to be from daylight hours when you would actually do such a thing, not at night when you would never do such a thing. That's what it says over here in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan and Hey. Sheyesh machmir in the Hamtin Hay Shiur b'yom shel acharav. The day, but not b'knisas laila. She'ein derech lavi b'laila michutz l'tchum. It's not normal to go bring something outside the tchum at night. V'shapri mesani mezeh akatik she'evidu anachri b'yom. And the guy brought it for you, and you're going to wait the time at night, but l'maisa, that doesn't count, because you wouldn't do it at night. So you're still benefiting from the malacha that the guy did for you on Yontif. V'kosu ha'achronu, the hishmita ramah levi svara zu gam besimen zeh. The ramah did not bring down the svara that we don't count the nighttime hours, because most people don't travel at night. Mistama svirle lakel b'yontif v'day b'knisus leil sheni. The ramah didn't bring it down, and therefore the ramah, mistama, is making that you do count the nighttime hours. M'kamakom efshet edavka le'ien tchumen l'rotz l'achmen. Could be that the Ramah did not want to be machmir and tell you that the clock only starts ticking in the morning. That's when you're dealing with an issa tchumen. But maybe if it was involved in issa daraisa of also he came mechutz tchum and he picked it off the tree or he caught the fish. It's interesting that, I mean, we're kind of mixing up Hilchos Yontif, Hilchos Shabbos here at the same time, because that is not necessarily Doraisa on Yontif. Udvar Mitzah, B'Shas Hadchak, Yesh L'Hokim L'Chol Gavnei. But regardless, if you're dealing with a Shas Hadchak or a Dvar Mitzah, that's the only food you have to eat on Yontif type of thing, then you can be Mekel to count Kadei Sheye Osa already at night, and not have to wait for daylight hours. Okay, that is Se'if Hey. Se'if Vav. Be'ir Sheruba Einam Yehudim. If the city is mostly Goyim. So what do you mean mostly? Is the guy brings me a present. So the Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkatan and Zayin. No, we're no longer dealing with the present. Ad ata kosa dine doron. Until now, we're talking about a gift. The guy brings you a gift. The ata, but now with Ayri Behavi Akum Limkor Schoros Obashuk. The guy is bringing it to sell, and obviously he has some sort of arrangement with the Jews. He gives it to them, and then he comes after, without mentioning money, and he gives it to them afterwards. He comes to collect his money after Yontif. So if the city is mostly Goyim and Astam, Kala, maybe, the Torah Harov, maybe. So then we look at the majority of the people in the city, and the majority, if the majority are Goyim, so then we say he's bringing it for the Goyim, he's not bringing it for the Jews. But Mishnah Berurah points out Sifkata Nun Ches, top of the page, Ha Biyadina Shehevi Bishvil Yisrael. But if we know that he brought it for the Jews, or if he does Shekivin Gam Bishvil Yisrael, his kavana is to bring it. I mean, anytime I don't really get this so much, because like, if I'm selling something, I don't care if it's a majority minority. Every customer counts, so I want all the customers. Let's say it's 10% Jewish. 90% of my customers might be Goyim, but I also want those 10% Jews. So if you don't know about them and they're not there, you know, you don't know. Okay, you don't know. So you didn't do it for the Jews. But like, once they're any significant percentage of the population, that would seem to be an issue, which Mishnah Berurah is going to address. Okay, that's it. So if you know he brought it for the Jews, or also for the Jews, also if you the Barovakum, if you Mashem Mefarsh, the Kame Bagam. Okay, let's see that now in the Ramah. So if it's Ir Sheruba Goyim in Astam Kala, maybe the Torah HaRov, maybe. We say he's bringing it for the Rov. I don't know if that fits into the business-minded person so much, but that's what the Mechaber paskins. Hagah Mechza Mechza Oshi Yadua Shelike LeTorah Shneim Asa. If it's 50-50, I never know what 50-50 means. How in the world do you know if a city is 50-50 Jews and Goyim? Yesterday, a guy died. Tomorrow, 2 days ago, someone moved in. They did a census. How they know it's exact? It's a bungalow colony. So if it's a bungalow colony, and they know there's exactly 100 Jews, 100 Goyim. You know, John went away for the weekend. Beryl has guests. It's like, I don't know how you get mechza mechza in such a case. But okay, the Ramah says if it's mechza mechza, or you know, so then it's going to be asa. Or if you know that he's doing it also for the Jews, I'm bringing it for all potential customers, which includes the Jews. So then it's in fact going to be asa. Mishnah Sifkata Nun Tes talks about taking it from the guy, but not to discuss business, not to discuss numbers, not to discuss how much it costs. And afterwards, he'll, after Yontif, he'll come back for whatever it is. Look at the Mishabura Sifkata Nun Tes, last skinny line. Kosvu Haposkim. Dim Anu Roin Shaidezesh Anu Matim Liknus Mehem He Marbim Lahavi. So once the Jews start buying, hey, here's, you know, not too fresh. If it's too fresh, then you have to suspect, right, that it was picked today. Then it's for sure Asr. Then it's for sure Muksa. But hey, the Jews have a holiday. I'm sure they'll be very happy to get some fish and get some of this and some of that. So then they're going to start to bring it for the Jews on Yontif, and that's going to be problematic. So he says, if you know that it's going to be Asr, but Minastam, you don't have to assume that he's bringing it for the Jews. If there's mostly going there. Oh, then he says, no, but if it's fish, so even though there could be 80% of the city is goyim, but a goy doesn't eat fish on a random Tuesday. But the Jews got a yontif at Shavuos, you know, so he's interested in that fish. So then for sure, you can't say that it's majority goyim. The Jews are the ones who are more interested in the fish than the goyim on a random goyish Tuesday. It's Shavuos. It's a Jewish holiday. So, in such a case, then you can't give this cheshbon. That's what the Mishmur says. Af bestam yesh locho shiyar belavi bishvil yisrael im nati dekach mimenu. Kevin shederach yisrael liknos dagim lechvod yantif. The Jews are the ones who are buying the fish on a Tuesday. Lechvod yantif. And therefore, the goy is going to bring special for the Jews. So the Rav has to, bottom line is the Rav, you know, the Rav's got to be on the ball, and he's got to do the cheshbon to figure out, you know, is he bringing it for the Jews, is he bringing it for the Goyim, how many Jews versus how many Goyim, probably how many customers would also be important play a role over here. Okay, we'll stop over here. That's Tav Kuf Tes Vav Hey Vav. We'll touch it up a bit tomorrow, and I hope, Be'ezat Hashem, that we will finish the siman.